When you want an opportunity to hear from people all over the sports world, there's only one voice to trust to bring those stories to you. Here now with a special guest is Dan Tortora.
Welcome here to Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora on WakeUpCallDT.com, your one-stop sports shop, and the free Wake Up Call DT app you can get on the Google Play Store, as well as for your iPod, iPad, and iPhone. Find out how to do all of that on WakeUpCallDT.com's homepage. You can click on there to download the iPhone app, as well as from the Google Play Store, and you can also find us on iTunes. Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, the name of the podcast, is the name of what you need on iTunes. Very easy to get it there. So however you're listening, thank you so much for tuning in. It is an honor and a privilege to talk to all of the athletes, former athletes, coaches, athletic directors, whoever it may be, leaders in the community. Always a pleasure to talk to 500 plus people in the time that I've been broadcasting. But today is a very special day. And I say that because Kevious Morgan, who is a guy that I covered a few years back, he was in high school trying to figure out what college he wanted to go to and talking about his talents and teams he was interested in. I did one interview. I never turn anybody away, no matter where they're going or what their thoughts are on college, as far as what team they want to play for. I always have people on the show, no matter who they choose or what they end up doing with their life. They could go on to be a janitor, a pilot, a lawyer, doctor, teacher, broadcaster, professional football player, and I'd still have them on the show. But when it came to Kevious Morgan recently, he got in touch with me after not talking for a while, and he gave me an honor that I don't think I deserve. And that honor is to be able to break the silence with Kevious, who has been asked by numerous people what he's going to do with his future when it comes to football. Is he going to stay at Virginia Union? Is he going to leave? Is he going to go to the NFL draft? Is he going to stop playing football, keep playing football? So many questions. Kevious came to me and said, "You were there for me from day one." And he wanted me to tell his story. And he said some amazing things that I will take with me for the rest of my life. And I don't think Kevious knows it, but he truly gave me what I've been hoping for when it comes to doing the job that I do and building the company that I built to live the dreams that I have dreamt and continue to dream. So it is with great pleasure, great honor, and great humility that I welcome Kevious Morgan to the show today. Kevious, how you doing?
How you doing, man? I'm doing real good. Pleasure to be here.
Now, Kevious, first and foremost, what's been going through your head through this whole process? I mean, you've had people asking you questions about everything under the sun. What's been going through your mind lately?
To be honest, I just recently got injured. Well, my hand went through a glass window on November 12th. You know, I lacerated my medial nerve in my wrist. And that was coming fresh off the football season. You know, my second season under head coach Mark Haynes at Virginia University. So it was kind of a blast, you know what I'm saying? Everybody was like, "Oh man, you know, just came on your second season, you know what I'm saying? I was just getting to the gym, getting back in the NBA group, playing college football." And my hand, it went through a glass window, and I lacerated my medial nerve, and basically the doctor told me I'll be out for 9 to 10 months. And I lost complete feeling in my hand from the wrist up, and complete mobility. So I've just been, you know, physical therapy, rehabbing, and, just praying that my hand can get back to the old me. I go back to catching balls and playing the game that I love to play, but The biggest thing that's been going through my head was, would I ever be the same, same player? Would I be the same guy? If I didn't play football anymore, how would I be looked at? And, basically football is life for me as well as education, you know what I'm saying? Football has opened up doors for me, you know, just being able to play the game of football and get an education. So what's been going through my head is basically, without the game of football, could I still be successful? And how will people look at me, and how can I use, the football that I've gained thus far, connections and networking relationships thus far to impact everybody else positively, even if I don't ever touch another football again. So my biggest thing is, can I be successful without the game? And I said yes to myself. And I pledge to myself that regardless if I don't ever play football again, where I end up, what I do in my life, in my career, I will be successful, and I will use this journey of football that has taken me thus far to impact people, to, you know, tell my story, to, you know, link to others, to support people, and most importantly, be a positive figure in the community.
When you look at everything that happened, like you said, your hand went through a glass window. How did that all come about? What happened that created that that unfortunate, obviously, opportunity in your life to have adversity and overcome it? What was it that put that hand through the window?
I was actually closing the glass window. So it was in the wintertime, you know, windows are really, really cold. I was closing the glass window. In the Virginia, some of the windows open and close, you have to push them open, pull them open. So I was pushing the window open, and the window got jammed in my hands and went through the glass and broke through it. And when I looked down, I realized I had big gas, and I was like, wow, huge gas. So my line brother, Gerald Huggins, and a couple of my line brothers, they rushed me to the hospital. I went to the hospital, I was bleeding. And basically, I went right into the emergency room, and they put me in surgery. So that's pretty much what happened.
When that occurred, I mean, it's such a random, crazy accident. When that happened, what was going through your mind? Like you said, you lost feeling, you lost mobility. What were those first thoughts on your mind in that moment of being rushed to the hospital?
I mean, the first thought, honestly, was I've never seen a hole this big in my hand if I go down. And then I realized, like, you know, once I got to the hospital, I'll be fine. But when I got to the hospital, I seen the cast, I thought it was just like a wound. And they would stitch it up and I would be fine. But they stitched it up and I was like, I'll be all right, you know, the wound will heal. You know, they take the stitches out and I'll be back to playing football. And then, you know, I threw the spot. A couple weeks went by, still had no feeling in my hand. And I was like, what's going on here? So I went and got a second opinion, went to another surgeon down in Western Florida when I flew home for Christmas break. Went into the doctor and the doctor told me he needed it. Oh man, you know, I don't even have to open you up again. You have a lacerated medial nerve, and I still had to regain feeling. He said, if I don't fix this now, you'll never have feeling in your hand again. And I said, wow, I just had one surgery, and I'm getting ready to go into another, and I had my surgery 2 days before Christmas, so Christmas Eve. And at that point, the moment after the surgery, I was just like, wow, no feeling in my hand. I mean, I can't catch. No catching, no football. Like, how am I going to be able to finish college? What I played in, you know, like, so I was just in complete, like, distraught. You know, I became very tense at one point because I was like, no football, so, you know, what am I going to do? You know, I put so much time and effort into this game, and it's like, wow, just a window, and that's it, it's gone, just like that. So I had, you know, I had very deep thoughts. You know, I was depressed. I talked to my mom. I didn't want to go back to school if I couldn't play ball and stuff like that. So I would say my overall feeling was I was very distraught, very depressed. I was kind of lost a little bit, but all that happened in a matter of 48 hours, you know, my hand goes to the glass window and that's where I am now. So I was somewhat like, you know, lost. I didn't know what I wanted to do, but, you know, family and stuff like that, she could probably be honesty.
And in keeping that positive mindset, like you said, you didn't want to go back to school. You're thinking, okay, I can't play football. If I'm not going to play football, I'm not going to go back. Where did the positive mindset come from? What helped you to handle this and get past this?
I can say one of the biggest things is my mother, my father, my mom and dad, they were there with me through the whole thing. My little brother, Juwan, my mentors, S.J. Green, Brian Timms, my cousin, Chris Washington. I had friends like Bernie Harris, my entire line brothers, everybody in my entire line, and most importantly, the people that meant the most, you know, people forget about me, did forget about me. My head coach, Mark James, my wide receiver coach, Toriano Morgan, the rest of the Virginia staff and my team, just after I got injured, came back in the spring, they just completely supported me, like, whatever you need, that's what we're going to do, we're going to support you, this, that, and the third. And my head coach, the day I went to surgery, he called, my wide receiver's coach, my physical coach called, everybody could just call and check in on me, make sure I was okay. They were like, we're going to get 2 years, you know, rehab, you'll be back. You'll be back sooner than later. And it wasn't like, it was kind of like, you know, in my brain, I was like, oh, man, I'm lost. I can't play football in the point, so am I even, like, what am I to the team? But everybody that supported me, I was no longer just an athlete, you know what I'm saying? I was a family member, I was a friend. I was, you know, I was, somebody hits me more in. So, you know, one of the biggest things that really helped me out was my head coach. You know, he just kind of back on me, my wide receivers coach, and the rest of the Virginia staff, my teammates, and everybody supported me. And they just switched. They believe that I will come back faster than I believe. You know what I'm saying? So that gave me the extra hope, my family and my friends, supporters, fans, everybody who knew something about TV's morning, knew something about my injury, just continued to pray for me. My grandmother, my great-grandmother, my grandfather, everybody, my aunts, my uncles, everybody just came with joy and love. You know, after the surgery, I was in bed on Christmas Day. I couldn't leave. Everybody came to the house and made sure I felt loved. Everybody was like, keep your head up. You'll be back sooner than later. It's just an injury. Injuries happen to players every day. And, you know, once everybody did that, I was just like, wow, what does everybody see in me? Like, you know, I just got hurt. I can't catch. You know, I have no feeling in my hand. I'm a better receiver. What am I going to see? And everybody seen something bigger than me. So that's, that, you know, so that's someone's channel. That channel, you know, a type of energy in me that I didn't know I had in myself. And it was just love and prayers and the hopes and the wisdom from everybody else that just drove me to say, hey, you know what? This is not the end. I will rehab. I will persevere. I will come back. And a lot of, you know, everybody in my fraternity stands on, you know, a principle of perseverance. And that just kept kicking in my head, perseverance, perseverance, perseverance. So I was like, you know what? Everybody's not quitting on me. I'm not going to quit on myself, and I'm not going to quit on them. I'm going to do what I need to do, and I'm going to get back to the game. But that was pretty much it. I put my head high, you know, did what I needed to do. I sucked it up, and I said, Jesus, Morgan, we'll be back. I left it at that, left it at God's hands, or whatever his plan for me was. That's what I was going to do.
So what do you think the plan is for you at this point?
My plan now, honestly, I can be honest with you. My plan now is, you know, right now rehabbing. Like I told you, I'm in the third phase of my rehab. I'm back to strength and conditioning now. So my plan now is to do what, you know, what God called me to do. You know, like I said, I'm not even going to give up on the game. I have 2 years of eligibility left. I still have hope of playing in the NFL, playing Canadian football. Some type of pro football. I have aspirations, but one of the biggest things that somebody's always told me was, use the game, don't let the game use you. You know what I'm saying? So, in that, I love the game, and my coach always told me, if you be true to the game will be true to you. So, I'm just focused now. You know, like I said, I'm going to come back with my rehab strong, and I'm going to see what football takes me. You know, if I can go back, if my hand will be back before August, before camp, I will be playing at Virginia University. My last season, I will finish my degree. I will play under LeBron James for this final season. And you know, hopefully I can put up some impressive numbers and do something very good where I catch someone dying for my decision to give me a shot. And like I said, it's in God's plan, you know, so I never fight fate. You know, I always say I stay positive. So the plan is, you know, do what God put me here to do. Don't waste my time. And like my athletic director says, you know, control your dash. So my biggest thing will be, you know, don't give up. You know, I still have football. I'm going to play it out. I can't play anymore. I'm going to finish my degree. And if my hand isn't ready by the time camps come, I'm going to stay close to Virginia League football. I'm going to support them to the best of my ability, support on my teammates, my coaches. And I'll be on the sideline supporting my team. And I'll graduate in May. I may be able to come back to Virginia University and play my last year of eligibility. If not, I will probably transfer to a graduate school. And if I transfer to a graduate school, I'll play my final eligibility there. And hopefully, you know, somebody gives me a shot. And if football is in the picture, then I just pray that, you know, my degree and, you know, internships and my network connections can move me somewhere farther than football could. So, you know, that's just the plan. But education-wise, you know, obviously football is the plan, playing NFL is the plan, playing Canadian League, something like that, pro football is the plan. But that doesn't go where it needs to go. I'm going to use my degree. You know, I have aspirations of being a broadcaster or working in, you know, mass communication department. And I want to, you know, I'm getting ready to finish up and maybe with my bachelor's degree in mass communication. I have aspirations of going to graduate school and getting my master's in public relations. And sooner or later, after that, I want to go to law school. And in law school, I want to get my law degree so I can take up communication and law. So football doesn't work out, you know, I'm going to use education to the best of my ability to do what I need to do. And I will be successful no matter what. I'll just use the game to take me as far as I can go.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dry Sig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At drysigapparel.com, that's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dry Sig Apparel. D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at drysigapparel.com. That's D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With Fan Hands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. Fanhands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on fanhands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory. Fanhands.com. That's FANHANDS.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So we look at your rehab, and one of the things that you said, two more seasons of eligibility. Virginia Union, if you are better, what's the time limit for you? I know we talked about it a little bit off the air, but what would you need to say, okay, I'm going to play this season?
Honestly, I need to, regain my size. I want to be 190 pounds, 195 pounds. Going into the season, I want to be, quick, fast. I want to be agile. Obviously, since my surgery, I have not been working out. I've been rehabbing. So I lost a lot of weight. My fast twitch muscles aren't there. I'm not as quick as I usually am. I may not be as fast as I used to be, but like I said, if I can get back to the old me where I left off playing, I will play this year. If I can get back to the old me as Morgan, if I can get back to catching as well as I used to catch, retain information, retain the playbook, I feel like this is it. I'm ready. I will play. I'm not going to sell myself short, anything like that. But also, I'm not going to jump on the football field if I'm not ready and give up a year of security and potentially, have a bad season or something like that. This could actually, lower the attention on me.
When you look at getting back to yourself and getting back to being the Kevious that you were, as close as you can get to that, how likely in your rehab process and in the schedule that's in front of you right now is it that you'll be ready to go for the 2015 season?
Honestly, like I told you, I just, got into phase three of my rehab. A couple players on the train race, they legitimately take 8 weeks, 7 to 8 weeks to get somebody football ready, ready to go into a season, not just play, not to be part of the team, but actually contribute and be dominant. And if I look at the time right now, we're coming out of June right now, end of June. So if I train from end of June all the way through July to the end of August, I would be somewhere around that 6 to 7, 8 week mark, you know, mark. And if I could fulfill that and get back to me, I'll play. But likely, I would say there's probably like a 75% chance, maybe 65% chance that I play this season. So, and it all depends. You know, I can double up on workouts daily. I can go a little bit harder than I used to. You know, I can put that extra work and effort in. Can it be done? Yes. The likeliness of it being done is all up to me. And, you know, my strength and conditioning coaches, everybody, my rehab coach, and everybody around me. Can it be done? Yes. Will I try to do it to the best of my ability? Yes. But, you know, it's up to my doctors if they clear me at all. And like I said, this is a very sensitive injury, so it just depends on how fast my nerve grows back, if I can regain complete healing by August.
How is it right now? I mean, how are you feeling? Can you utilize your hand, like you said? I mean, the nerve's got to grow back. I mean, what's your hand like right now?
Right now, my hand is actually a lot better than from day one. My hand still, you know, tingles and twitches at times. The strength is not the same as my right hand. Obviously, my right hand is my dominant hand. I've been catching tennis balls. I've been catching footballs. But I haven't been, you know, catching football to, you know, like game ready. I've been catching balls at a standstill. You know, I have not tried to catch one handed yet with my, you know, my left hand. I've been building my right. So I've been focusing on just a lot of hand-out coordination and stuff. But catching-wise, with 100%, I'll probably say my hand is probably at 65, maybe 55%, you know, catching is literally my left hand. So, you know, I'm just trying to, I'm not going to rush it, but I'm just trying to be tough on it, you know, train my hand to get it back as soon as possible. So right now, I would say, I have football tomorrow, no, I wouldn't be ready. But with the timetable that I do have, I obviously think it can be done. You know, I got faith. I continue to pray and train as hard as I can, and hopefully I'll be able to play again in camp.
Before your injury to your hand, there was talk about NFL thoughts going into the draft. I want to go into that, and you and I talked off the air, but to share with everybody what the thoughts were on the NFL, on the draft, on you, and where those thoughts were coming from, who was telling you where you might land, and, you know, how trustworthy those sources were.
Honest opinion is family members, coaches, but the most important thing that was ever told to me was my head coach, Mark James, and he always told me to be a realist. And I actually got the idea of NFL pro talk from, you know, people that I grew up playing with, some of my mentors. You know, like they tell me all the time, you can't teach 6'4", can't teach, you know, speed, you can't teach somebody how to catch, you can't teach somebody with long arms, long hands. So, you know, like my head coach, Mark James, always told me, if you're true to the game and, you know, you love the game, the game can love you back. And he said, if I actually buckle down and take this game seriously, you know, if I actually put it in my head that I could be the best in the CIAA, or I could be the best in college football at Division II, period, then when I actually think and put that in my head that, wow, if I actually do this, trust in my coach, trust the process, you know, using the intangibles and blessings that God gave me, being 6'4", and, you know, being able to play receiver, slim, slender build, you know, I could actually go somewhere with this. You know, growing up, coming out of high school, I want to go to college to play ball, get a free education. Then when I got to college, it was like, wow, people actually make money off this game. You know, people can change their life. So when my head coach told me that, Mark James told me, if you want to play this game, you got to be true to it. You got to be honest. You can't lie to the game. And I buckled down. I put in my head, like, wow, maybe I could really be one of the best. And, you know, I was always training. Somebody who had a very big impact on my life, Leslie Green. I was training with him probably since like my sophomore year in high school. And he always told me, like, you know, you're 6'4". You know, you're long. You can catch. You know, that's something God gave you. Don't waste God's talent. Like, be serious. You know, in my brain, I was like, man, I'm going to Virginia Union, a Division II. But then I got here and realized how rich this program was and love the type of caliber athlete that came out of this program. So I said, well, if I actually really buckle down and, you know, listen to what my mentors told me, like, take the game seriously, you know, make this a craft in my life, then I could maybe do something with this. And just because I came to Division II, that didn't mean anything. You look at Jacoby Jones. I can't quote his name. The guy from the Cardinals went to Pittsburgh State. You know, both of them got drafted in the NFL for Division II programs from Lane College and Pittsburgh State. So is it possible? Yes. So I buggered down and told myself, you know, I'm going to stop playing around with this game. I'm going to actually take it seriously. And that's where the thoughts came from, you know. I started training harder, working out harder, taking supplements. And, you know, people was always telling me, you know, be true to it, you know. Buckle down. Don't worry about anything else. Just focus on football, 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 school. And you can potentially do something with this. So I put that in my head, put my head down, and I just continued to grind. And I just put a picture on my wall one day at the NFL. And I always talk about it with my cousin Chris Washington and my little brother, Juwan Morgan and Jarius. You know, I always talk to them, and we always say, hey, we're from Fort Lauderdale, Florida. We can actually do this. And we made a pact to ourselves that, you know, as long as we have blood in our veins and breath in our body, that we're going to give this game 110%, and this game could potentially change our life. So, you know, I have people like S.J. Green, plays in the Montreal West, Brian Tim, people that I see firsthand how this game changed their life. And those are people I look up to. And I just say, hey, I want to be like them. And, you know, that's where it came from. And, you know, I just put that thought in my head and I ran with it. And I'm here now. So, you know, wherever it takes me, that's where I'm going to go with it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, Carvelanche, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, 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 with the Bamboo Line Relaxed Fit Clothing as well as the Athletic Fit Clothing. DreissigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in Dreissig Lady Apparel. DreissigLady.com Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissigLady.com Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport. But at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
When you look at all the people that have been a part of your life, everybody that's helped you, all the people that you've trained with, including S.J. Green, who has been a friend of mine for a long time, what have they taught you about the professional football realm? I mean, S.J. is a story of a guy who was at NFL camps and then, you know, was told that something was going to happen. It didn't end up happening. It put a bitter taste in his mouth. He went and played for the CFL, loved it there, Montreal Alouettes, had an opportunity recently to come back to the NFL, decided to stay in the Canadian Football League because of the way he's treated, because of the fans, because of the team, because of what he's accomplished, because him and his family like it there. So he's a story of he chose different. Then there's other guys who don't have a chance at the NFL and they go to the CFL. And then there's guys that stay in the NFL for a long period of time. So when you look at what people have shown you, including a guy like SJ, what are some of the biggest things that you've taken from them?
Oh, man. SJ has been he's been a mentor, a big brother, a family member, somebody to talk to no matter what. And one of the biggest things I always took from him was use the game to the best of your ability. You know what I'm saying? If this is something you truly love, devote yourself to it. And, if you work hard at your craft as possible, you know, SJ Green, if you know his story, if not, went to USF and went to Canadian Football League, and he didn't just become a Canadian football player, he became the face of Montreal Alouettes, you know. Pretty sure a lot of people didn't think he would get there, but look at him now, you know what I'm saying? And he's a very humble individual, very, you know, charismatic, you know, great guy. He's a very uplifting, upbeat guy. And, you know, I just took him, you know, he took me under his wing, you know, and he's been a big brother. And one of the biggest things I always took from him was take it seriously. You know, like you can't teach this guy that was given to you by God, so use it to the best of your ability. Don't wait God's talent. So, you know, him, I took that from him, and I just always just kept saying, hey, big bro, I want to be like you. He always told me, don't be like me, be better. You know what I'm saying? Be better than me. If I can make it to the CFL, you can make it to the CFL, or you can make it to the NFL, or you can go as far as you want to go. But if you have to actually devote yourself to the craft. And I trained with him, and, you know, I trained with him, and I see that, you know, he's devoted to it. You know, it's football, 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 football. And with this game, he has the opportunity to train the lives of a lot of people around him, take care of his family, and impact a lot of people. So I've seen that, and I was like, you know, this guy's a mentor to me. Not only is a mentor, he's a big brother, somebody I look up to. So I took the love from the game from him. I took how much he cared about the game, how he put so much time into the game, and, you know, I took that from him, and I ran with it. Like, you know, if he could do it, I could do it too. And he always told me, like I said, once again, don't be like him, be better. And, you know, like I told you, I have other mentors and big brothers and people I see in my life, like Brian Timms as well. You know, with the Florida A&M University, somebody I trained with as well. And, you know, I talked to him not too long ago, and he just told me, you know, no matter where I go, what I do, stay true to it. And I just, that just continues to go in my head. So that's what I took from them, you know, stay true to the game, continue to grind. And they always say, look at me. If I can make it, you can too. So they never, ever put themselves on a pedestal like, hey, I'm better than anybody or anything like that. They always told me, if I can make it, you can too. If I can do it, you can too. And if I can do it, you know, anybody can do it. And I was just their stories, like, to continue to inspire people. And they just, you know, worked hand in hand with me and Big Brothers and inspired me. So that's what I took from it. I took inspiration. I took motivation. I took grind. And I was a witness. So I would say that about SJ. I was a witness. And I would say that about Brian. I was a witness. I seen firsthand. I was a witness to the game. And I just, like, motivated me. That did something to me. Like, not only me, it's a difference between seeing it on TV and hearing it on the radio. You interacting with these people firsthand. And how serious they take the game. How serious they take the craft. This is life for them. And, you know, they take it so seriously. And they put so much time and devote to it. That's to change their life and pay it off for them. So that's all I took from that. I just want to be the same. I want to put my time to the game I love. I want to love it, and I want to love me back. So that's what I really took from it.
And when you look at this, and you look, and some of the guys that you mentioned, Kevious, when we're looking at Division II football players that have made it to the NFL and been successful, and the guy that you were mentioning in the Cardinals, John Brown, wide receiver, that you had brought up, but also Joseph Morgan, who came out of Walsh, wide receiver that made it into the NFL, Nate Washington, who at times has been the number one guy for the Tennessee Titans at wide receiver, Chris Ivory as a running back, has found his way with a couple different teams, Adam Vinatieri from South Dakota State, to many people, the best kicker currently in the 21st century, John Kuhn, running back that went to the Green Bay Packers, Brent Grimes, a defensive back. You know, the list goes on and on. John Brown, who we just talked about from Pittsburgh State, wide receiver who's with the Cardinals. So many different people. Zach Miller as a tight end. Greg Zuerlein, who's another kicker. He came from Missouri Western. The list goes on and on. Jacoby Jones came out of Lane, who you brought up at wide receiver, and he's done things not only on the football field, but off the football field, was on Dancing with the Stars, so he's getting himself promoted, getting out there. Ricardo Laquette played for the Seattle Seahawks in the Super Bowl last season, coming out of Fort Valley, Division II school. So there's so many players, Delanie Walker, Danny Woodhead, on and on and on the list goes, to show that it doesn't matter what division, whether it's Division 1A, Division 1 AA, Division 2, Division 3, JUCO, and you go straight from there. I mean, in all honesty, when it comes to being a football player, you just have to have somebody fall in love with you, and you got to show up. Those are the two things, and you got to have faith in God, and he's got to give you a little boost himself as well. When you look at all of these guys, and we haven't mentioned the Division III wide receiver, who has gone down in history to many as the best wide receiver in the NFL of all time, and that's Mr. Jerry Rice, that it doesn't matter what division you come from. It matters who you are, it matters how hard you work, and it matters how much you believe in yourself. So hearing that long list of guys and knowing Jerry Rice playing your position at wide receiver came from a division under you, what does that make you think of?
The sky's the limit. Possibility is what you make it. You know, I'm my biggest motivation, you know what I'm saying? I'm my biggest, you know, bystander. I'm my biggest fan. I'm my biggest, you know, motivator. So whatever I put my mind to, whatever I buckle down and say I'm going to do, I can do it. And then other people that did it around me, they're just witnesses. They're just stories. They're people that made everybody a believer. So I see guys like that, and I just picture myself like, hey, that could be me if I honestly take this game seriously and I stay true to my craft and believe in God and trust in my family and everybody. I just see them, and I put myself in their shoes. I try to put myself in their shoes. I try to mimic everything they do so I can get to their level someday. And like I said, it's just been an honor and privilege to meet some of the guys that I've met throughout my life, like Derek Butler, Brian, Tim, Esther Green, Asante Samuel, just meet different guys, you know, train at different facilities, with different guys, the opportunities, you know, seeing these guys come out of thorn in the haystack, guys, you know. Guys that weren't nothing, and you know, somebody fell in love with them and believed what they can do. I just hope that I get the same opportunity and somebody does the same with me. So all I do from that, that just builds my faith and makes my hope stronger. And that just, you know, allows me to pray a little bit harder and tell my family, you know, you guys continue to believe in me. Everybody continue to support me because I'm going to take it as far as I can. So with that being said, I try to put myself in their shoes, mimic them, and basically be a copycat. And they can make it a char too.
Hey, Central New York, this is your wake-up call. It's your favorite Kill Girls, Pamela and Storm. Have you visited our location between Brugger's and Hampton Inn right off of Erie Boulevard?
Come visit our world-famous Kill Girls and be immersed in the best sports experience of your life.
Tilted Kilt, your premier sports pub wear.
A cold beer never looks so good.
Gear up with the real deal at Dreisig Apparel, the best place for you to go when it comes to finding your image, creating what people are going to see and learn about you before they even meet you. At DreisigApparel.com, that's DreisSIG Apparel.com, you have the opportunity to not only outfit your team well, but also to outfit your business, outfit your event, outfit your breast cancer walk. When it comes to looking good and feeling comfortable in your own skin, the only place to go is Dreisig Apparel. DreisSIG Apparel.com. Gear up for what you need for your team, business, or event. To look professional, look good, and feel good, outfit yourself at DreisigApparel.com. That's DreisSIG Apparel.com. The only place to gear up with the real deal. What's the universal language of a fan? Clapping your hands. With FanHands, the ultimate sports fan accessory, found on FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. I can take that and enhance that for you, make it even better, even stronger than it's been before. Be the loudest fan without ever having to lose your voice by choosing one of 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com. And all you have to do is clap your hands, something you've done every single game since you were a kid. FanHands.com, get your favorite pair of fan hands right now. Find your team color, slip them on, and start cheering on your favorite team with 11 different colors, always in stock on FanHands.com, where you'll find the ultimate sports fan accessory, FanHands.com. That's FanHands.com. Real fans wear fan hands.
I'm George Townsend of Honda City with some good advice when buying a new car. The true cost of owning a new car is determined by the appraised value when you trade it. No vehicle appraises higher than a Honda. Next, look for low APRs and deep discounts. You also want low maintenance costs and great fuel economy. That's why my advice to you is to buy a new Honda. Looking pre-owned, visit our Honda Certified Used Car Center. Honda City, 7140 Henry Clay Boulevard, Liverpool, or HondaCity-CNY.com.
It would be a pity if you don't shop.
So you have in front of you the potential of two more seasons in college. Do you feel like it would be best for you to stay, to learn, to grow, to get experience before going into the NFL draft? Or if you aren't ready for the first couple games this season, do you see yourself saying, all right, you know what, I'm just going to jump into the draft? I mean, how are you viewing everything right now?
Like I said, my head coach said, be a realist. You know, honestly, where I'm at right now, could I jump in the NFL draft? No. You know, I just came off the injury. I didn't have one of the best seasons. You know, somebody would call that, you know, whatever you want to call it, last season, it wasn't the best. You know, but it wasn't season. It was something to put down in the books. But legitimately, I think I can play one good season, honestly, and pop eyes. You know, that's all it takes is one good year to pop eyes. So, if I wasn't ready by, you know, third game, second game, I wouldn't enter the draft at all. I would probably finish my degree and go on to grad school and play there, or, you know, return to the union and play my final year. But, you know, the lights is basically, I really want to play one more year, honestly, to just, you know, shut up the doubters and make everybody believers. You know, I believe I have in me, that some of the people around me believe in me. And so, I kind of just want to solidify that. I wanted to, if the NFL draft is where I would end up someday, or NFL or free agency or team picking me up, I don't want it to be a doubt at all. You know, I want to go in and solidify. So right now, this point state, you know, I wouldn't do it. Like I said, I'm hoping I can get another belt in my season. Two seasons would be a blessing. But like I said, I wouldn't enter the draft if I could play this year.
So the thought right now is to get at least one good year. Like you said, two would be a blessing, but you want one more year at the collegiate level to show yourself.
Yeah, one more good year.
As you move forward, Kevious, with everything that you want to do in your life, before I let you go here, we know that you want to spend at least one more good year. You want to give yourself the best positioning in the NFL draft. What can you say to kids? Because you come out of Fort Lauderdale. Okay, you come out of the state of Florida, which to some people is the best state of football in the country. And I talk to a lot of guys, a lot of receivers, DBs that come from the state of Florida. So you come from Florida. You're a wide receiver. You got the height, which is something that you've talked about numerous times here today on the show. So you got the height. You're coming from a place where you can play football all year round. You're going up against some of the top talent, not just in the state of Florida, but in the country. You have an opportunity to go and play D1 and things happen, and we'll talk about that in a second. You end up at Virginia Union. You're working your butt off. You get injured. You're still fighting. What can you say to people right now? And I'm not just talking about kids, and I'm not just talking about football. For people that want to chase their dreams, my mom is someone who still to this day is chasing her dreams, and I love her for it. So what can you say to people that are going after their dreams, no matter how old they are, where they came from, how much money they have? What can you say about being a dream chaser and believing in yourself?
I can honestly say this. I wouldn't call it a dream chaser. You know, my cousin Chris Washington, he used to have a name that was called Dream Catcher. So I'm no longer just in the game of chasing dreams. I'm going to catch my dream. I'm going to get it. I'm not chasing it. If you continue to chase something, you might not ever catch it. So I'm in the business now of catching it. You know, take an idea, take your dream, and possess that idea. Speak it into existence. Doesn't matter how old you are, how young you are. You know, if you can see it, you can dream it, you can believe it, you can think it, you can do it. You know, so my biggest thing would to tell everybody, as long as you have blood, as long as your heart is beating, you have blood in your veins, breath in your body, do what you want to do. Stay true to it. Devote it. Make it your baby. Nourish it. Love it. And if that's what you want to do, chase it. Go get it. You know, like I told you, possess it before it's yours. You know, speak it into existence, and it shall come. So I would just tell everybody, you know, pray on it. Go hard. If it's a tree and you want that tree to be the biggest tree, feed that tree. Love that tree. Whatever it is, you know, if you want to be an entrepreneur, believe in yourself. You know, like I told you, it doesn't matter if nobody else believes in you. You are you. You are your biggest critic. You know what I'm saying? So stay true to whatever you do. Trust in God. Believe. Have faith. Never give up. Persevere no matter what. You know, and on your journey, on the way, try to pick people up and take them with you. You know, pick people up, take them with you. You know, bring people around you that are positive. You don't want anybody with negative notions. You don't want to be in a negative environment. You want people who, if you say tomorrow, I want to be the CEO of Microsoft, people say, you know what, I see it in you. That's the people you want to be around. As big as your dream, no dream is too big. But like I said, always be a realist and always stay true to everything and keep the man upstairs number one in your life. And you will go as far as you want to go. Have faith and chase your dream. Don't just chase it, but catch it. You know, so that would be my biggest thing. Everything you're not, maybe everything I am. So, you know, go get it.
Carvel DeWitt, it's what happy tastes like. Do you know why? Because we make ice cream. Creamy, rich, flavorful ice cream. Not yogurt or iced milk like some of our competitors. Ice cream. Fresh, by hand, daily. For the calorie conscious, we have something new for you. Our new Carvelite. Same great flavor, creaminess, and texture of our regular ice cream with only 35 calories an ounce. So whether you want an ice cream cake, flying saucer, dasher, carvelage, hard or soft ice cream, we will satisfy your craving with our fresh, handmade regular or new Carvelite ice cream. Carvel DeWitt. It's what happy tastes like.
Clothing that will change with you without you having to change. DreissigLady.com, D-R-E-I-S-S-I-G, Lady.com. with the Bamboo line Relax Fit clothing as well as the Athletic Fit clothing. DrySigLady.com is fit for any woman, any time of the day, anywhere. Whatever you're doing, whatever your day commands of you, command yourself to feel comfortable in DrySig Lady apparel. DreissIg Lady.com. For all the women out there, feel good in what you're wearing. And don't feel like you have to constantly change throughout the day. Whether you're a stay-at-home mom, a business owner, going for a jog, going for a meeting, or just relaxing at home, DreissigLady.com is the right fit for you. DreissIg Lady.com.
Cam's Pizzeria isn't just a pizza place, it's a piece of home. Whether you're in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Oswego, or on Lemoyne Plaza, Tony Calcibetta finds a way to give you something that you can't find anywhere else. You go out to get something to eat, you're going to get something to eat. You're not in your own home. Well, when you go to Cam's Pizzeria in Baldwinsville, Camillus, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego, those locations give you the feeling of just being at home, relaxing, being comfortable. There's nothing like going out and getting good food, and Cam's Pizzeria will give you that. From their traditional slice to pepperoni to my favorite, the cheeseburger pizza, which you have to try, as well as buffalo chicken, chicken bacon ranch, and the other specialties and favorites they have. It's not just about the pizza. It's about the relationships. It's about building a bigger family. And Tony Calcibetta has been all about that since day one, which is why I wanted to work with him, which is why I want to send you there. Because when you sit down in a Cam's Pizzeria, you feel like you're sitting at home. You feel like you can be there with your family, your friends, to study, to have a meeting, or maybe to meet the best person you'll ever find in your life. I know that when I go to Cam's, I truly feel like I'm just walking to another room in my house. I'm just having great pizza in a great atmosphere. A place where I feel comfortable, where I feel appreciated. A place that isn't just a pizza place, but a piece of home. Go to camspizzeria.com right now to get the addresses to the Camillus, Baldwinsville, Lemoyne Plaza, and Oswego locations. Camspizzeria.com. That's C-A-M-S pizzeria.com. Cam's Pizzeria. Truly an experience that you'll always want to come back to. Supporting a United States veteran is something that shouldn't even be a question on your mind. The freedom for me to stand here today as a broadcaster, to have started my own company, comes from sacrifices made by United States veterans. Give back to them by buying the book 15 Feet for Free. It was created by Jim Lee, Syracuse Orange alum, to help basketball players around the country to learn and to grow in the sport, but at the same time, he created the book with a bigger message. By going to AuthorHouse.com and buying 15 Feet for Free, half of every single book that's bought goes back to the United States veterans. He wanted to do something special for his father, who was a veteran, and for veterans everywhere. So go to AuthorHouse.com now and buy 15 Feet for Free. It doesn't take much to give back to a United States veteran. AuthorHouse.com, 15 Feet for Free. Give back to them today.
And lastly for you, Kevious, when I think your story is a very interesting story because you talk about loyalty. When you were getting recruited, you made a decision to go somewhere, and then there was another opportunity, and then you ended up at Virginia Union. Share with everybody what happened in your recruiting and where you were going to go all the way to where you are right now.
Graduating high school, I offered some Ivy League, had a couple big Division One schools, a couple small FCS schools. You know, honestly, the dream was to go to Big D1, play Big D1. So I put it in my head, I'm going to Big D1. But like I told you, went up to the state of West Virginia, stuff like that. Things like that didn't work out. I originally had committed to the University of Richmond, but things didn't work out there either. And all this happened around, like, disputing of, you know, signing day. I didn't sign on signing day. I was one of those guys that signed later on in the summer. And I ended up enrolling, and I call this my actual first college, like what made me, what kind of did my other degree at West Virginia Western College, coached by Amos Wilson, recruiting me out there with the West Virginia Wesleyan small school in Buckhannon. And I played out there with my best friend, Antonio Harris, who's always in the state of Florida. you know, after the season, head coach got fired. So I'm like, man, what am I going to do? The guys that brought me here, my wide receiver coach, Richie Williams, fired. I was like, where am I going to go? So I was like, what do I do? And I told my mom, I was like, mom, I want to come home. I don't like it out here. I don't like the city. I don't like the state. I don't like the school. I'm done. You know, went home. I did only get one semester there. Went home. Trained for 6 months. And I just kept praying. I was like, man, I'm going back to D1. I'm going to D1 speed. I'm playing Division I football. This would be too high vision for me. But, you know, things didn't work out. Faded, you know, I fell down the slate, whatever you want to call it, down the board. And, you know, Florida A&M offered me, and I originally committed to Florida A&M. I'll never forget this. And I get a phone call 2 days later. And family friend, mentor, love this guy. Somebody I call my uncle, head coach here at Virginia University now, Mark James, called me. Hey, what's going on, TV? Like, never mind. She's like, hey, you know, I'm here at Virginia University now. You still looking for somewhere to play? So I'm like, yeah, you know, but I just committed to Florida A&M University. And I was like, oh, man, you know, I was getting ready, you know, extend my hand for you. I'm here at Virginia University. You know, I just want to extend my hand and the offer. If you think about it, come on through. I was like, D1, D2, but I was still stuck on the big head, D1, D1. So I got off the phone with him. And I think he spoke with my father and my mom or something like that. And I get a call from my dad, like, hey, listen, long story short, I don't know what you're thinking. I know you committed to Florida A&M, but look, Virginia is where you need to be at. And then I was like, what? That's a D2 school. Like, how am I going? But, you know, I trusted, and, you know, I put my trust in Mark James, you know. Like I told you, he's a mentor, family friend, very, you know, religious guy, godly orientated man. You know, he has faith. And this is somebody I grew up around, so he coached at Boyd Anderson High School in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. And a lot of guys trusted him, and a lot of guys trusted his words. So I said, you know what? This guy knows me very well. He knew me before I knew me growing up. He said, if he thinks this is where I should be, I'm going to come. And I called him back, like, hey, coach, you know, he's like, oh, you're going to take the opportunity? I got it. I think I got one more scholarship for you. I said, you know what, coach? I'm there. If you think this is where I need to be, obviously my phone rang for a reason. You know, God put this in my plan. And like I said, I'm just thankful for the opportunity because, you know, before that phone call, before Florida A&M, I was like, where am I going to go? And this guy gave me another opportunity to come back and play the game that I love. So, you know, I was like, you know what? I'm going to stay loyal to somebody I knew. You know, somebody that, you know, took the time out there to call me and extend that opportunity to me. Not only he'd say, I'm going to let you come here and play football, but, hey, I'm going to let you come here and play football, put you on scholarship so you can go to school. And the biggest thing that he always preaches is education. I was like, yeah. I only did one semester of college. I can go to Virginia and finish, get my degree. So when he did that, that meant a lot to me and my family. And he actually came down to Florida. We met up and, you know, like I told you, he's a family friend. He known me since I was a kid, since I started playing football. And I just trusted in him. I put my loyalty in him and was like, hey, I'm following up Coach Mark James. I came on to Virginia University and I'm here now. And I get to say it's been a great ride. You know, Coach Toriana Morgan, my wide receivers coach, great guy as well. And this is a great place to be. Like I told you, I didn't know anything about Virginia Union. I didn't even go to the district. Came here, and now I made this school home. You know, I've been cool with the fam. You know, it is a big family here. I love all my teammates. I love my entire coaching staff. You know, at every college you go to, you're going to have trials and tribulations. But honestly, Virginia Union will make a man out of you. And I'm a living witness. You know, I'm getting ready to graduate next year, May. With my degree, my bachelor's degree in mass communications, and I'd just like to thank Coach Mark James and the rest of the team, staff, and everybody here, you know, that gave me the opportunity to come here. Because, you know, without the opportunity, I probably wouldn't have been able to finish my degree. So I'm just grateful, you know, like my coach said, he always says this, cannot be great until you're grateful. So right now, I'm just grateful for the opportunity, you know, between the ups and downs, trials and tribulations, I'm alive, I'm still playing ball, I have the opportunity to still play. I'm on par to graduate with a degree in May, and it wouldn't have been possible without people who believed in me. So I'd just like to tell everybody here at Virginia University, thank you. I appreciate it. The man is there. Thank you for letting me meet people of this caliber, people that show love no matter what, people that never gave up on me and seen the bigger thing in me before I could see it in myself. So I'd just like to say thank you to that. And, you know, loyalty is a big thing for me. And I tell people out there, stay loyal. You know, somebody believes in you, why not believe in them? And stay on the path, follow it. They, you know, they want to put you somewhere, you go, because that might be where God destined you to be. And I honestly think Virginia Union is where I was supposed to end up. You know, here, you know, doing what I need to do. So, you know, like loyalty plays a big factor. Had I not been loyal, I don't know where I would be right now.
Well, Kevious, it means the world to me that you have attached loyalty to me. Like I said, when we started here on Wake Up Call with Dan Chitora, loyalty that I don't think I deserve. I don't think I've earned it, but I am blessed and I am thankful and I am appreciative that you have extended a hand of loyalty to me, and I will be with you through every step of your journey.
Appreciate it, Dan. And just one more last thing, if I could tell everybody, I want to save this announcement. I spoke to a couple of friends and family members, but I will be dropping the KBM Saturn Foundation. And with this foundation, I'll be putting on youth camps in the summer of 2016. I will be putting on not only youth camps, but I'll be doing youth seminars. I'll be doing sports-specific, like, camps, training, stuff like that, giving youth. Basically, I want to be a tunnel, you know, not a tunnel, a funnel. I want to funnel the youth into, you know, I want every youth to have a mentor. So I'm getting ready to drop the KBM 7 Foundation, and as a nonprofit foundation, I'm going to drop it at the end of the summer in August. And with this foundation, I'll just be impacting the youth in my community, in Richmond, and anywhere that I touch. My main goal is to go around the United States, you know, drop my blessing on everybody else, you know, provide mentors to the youth, the community, and most importantly, uplift everybody around me. And if they have a dream, I want to be a witness to their dream. I want to see their dream, and I want to push them as far as they can go so they can reach their dream, like somebody did me.
Well, thank you so much, Kevious, and I'm very happy that you announced that. I'm very happy that you're doing that. And any help that you need, any thoughts that you have, obviously share them on here. And you know that I'm always in your corner. And I'm very happy that not only are you fighting for yourself, but you're going to be doing good things for other people out there. It takes a strong person to reach their dreams. It takes an even stronger person and a better person to help other people reach their dreams as well. So thank you for that.
Appreciate you, Dan. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon.
All right, thanks, Dan.